the gospel.
De tuizatsika mombany amle fitorina mombany filazantsara.
Let's pray.
Lord, vavaksika.
Heavenly Father, we're going to turn to your word now, and I pray you'll open our hearts, Lord. Speak to us, Lord. Adjust our thinking. Make changes in us. We need to see things the way that you see them.
Mila mahita ny zavatra araka ny fahitanao azy.
So may your word take root in our lives.
Iaoka ny teninao aka fakany ao amin'ny fiainanay.
May it transform our minds.
Anova ny fomba fisainanay.
In Jesus' name.
Amin'ny anaran'i Jesosy.
Amen.
Amen.
So we've been speaking about man and man's place in God's story.
Can resaktsika momba ny olona sy ny toeran'ny olona ao anatin'ny tantaran'Andriamanitra.
You know that God is the creator of everything.
Hoe Andriamanitra namorona ny zavatra rehetra.
And that when he made man in a perfect condition. In fact, in Genesis 1 verse 31, it's the end of the creation account, the first one, and God's made the heavens and the earth and the beasts of the field. And he's made mankind. And it says God saw all that he had made. And it was very good. Exceedingly good. In other words, what God made was magnificent. It had meaning, it had purpose. It was useful and beautiful. Perfect in every way. And Adam and Eve were the crown of his creation. Made in the image of God. And made to represent God. And so in God's original design, human beings have this extreme high position. Which as a Christian means you should get God's eyes and see people as valuable. Not because they're rich or not because they're poor, but because they're made in the image of God. They're made by God for His glory. And so God put Adam and Eve in the garden. And he gave them work to do. And we're going to examine that.
We're
going to look a little bit about how it was then. But today we're going to focus on how sin entered the world. And how things went wrong. The point I want to emphasize is actually that we're accountable to God. That mankind actually entered into something of a covenant with God. And that Adam broke that covenant. And as a result, we have actually failed God. But God is not just ignoring that. Mankind is actually answerable to Him for their crimes. You will not answer to anyone the way you will answer to God. Not your grandfather. Not the ancestors. Not your mother. The way you answer to God is at a whole nother level. And And some people worry about how they're going to explain something to their boss. How will I answer to my boss because I didn't do as many sales as he wanted me to do? Or how will I answer to my boss because I was using the company cell phone and it got stolen? Or how will I tell my boss why I'm late for work today? How can I make up a story? Who can I blame? And we spend a lot of our time in this life worrying about how we will answer to other people. I bought this new thing, now my husband's going to be angry with me. I spent my school fees on Facebook, now I'm in trouble.
You're going
to have to answer to people, but nothing compares with how you will answer to God. You see, it has to do with how God made us. He made us with a particular position. And that position came with responsibility.
You see,
it's not just we were created glorious in the image of God. We were, and that's true. But with that being in the image of God came the responsibility to represent God well. You know, most of our lives we feel like failures. No matter how well you sing, you feel like you could have done better. You walk out of that exam and you think, oh no, I'm scared of getting my report. What will my marks be in the exam? You know you're not getting 100%. And we all feel like we just didn't do well enough. That's not actually how God wants us to feel. God created us. He gave us a glorious position. And he gave, by making us in his image, we were designed to represent him well. Do you know why we feel down all the time? Because we know we're actually failing at that primary job of representing him. All these other things we do never satisfy us. We never feel 100% happy with ourselves. Because we're living with the constant sense of I am not good enough. That's what sin has done to us. It's taken us out of the glorious purpose of representing God. And we try to do our best at everything. But it never seems good enough. So this is where it began. God created man in his own image. It's Genesis 1, verse 27. I'm going to read a few passages out of Genesis. Let's read from verse 27 to verse 29 of chapter 1.
Arandriamanitra naharo ny olona tahaka ny endriny, tahaka ny endrikaandriamanitra ny namoronana azy, lahy sy vavy ny namoronana azy. Arandriamanitra nitsodrano azy hoe maro fara sy miabetsahary mameno ny tany, ka mampanompo azy ary manjaka amin'ny hazandrano ao amin'ny ranomasina sy ny voromanidina, ary ny biby rehetra izay mihetsiketsika ambonin'ny tany. Arandriamanitra nanao hoe indro efa nomeko anareo ny anana manitsam-bo rehetra izay amin'ny tany rehetra ary ny hazo rehetra izay misy vo sady manitsambo dia ho fihinana ho anareo ireny.
So God made people and he set us in place over creation.
Dia ny Andriamanitra nanao ny olona dia napetra ny nitsarahany tamin'ny zavaboary hafa rehetra.
Verse 28 said he blessed them.
Ny andiny fahavalombelofolo ny teny ny tahian'Andriamanitra
adeo. It's a setting into a position.
Hoe napetrany tamina toerana anankiray.
And he gave a mandate, a command.
Dia nametraka didy izy nefa.
That's responsibility, be fruitful.
Izay andraikitra hoe mameno ny tany.
Multiply.
Marofar.
Fill the earth and subdue it.
De feno ny tany a dia manjaka aminy.
Rule.
Manapa.
These are commands from God that we're supposed to fulfill. You are supposed to rule on behalf of God.
Now,
I want you to get that a bit today. I want you to think about that. Because when we go to the end of the story, the gospel comes. And in Jesus, your position is restored. So that means now as a Christian, you're supposed to increasingly take on these responsibilities again. We've been sabotaged by our sinful nature, and in our own strength we are doomed to fail. But in Christ's strength, God wants to restore to us this high calling that you would represent him in the world and that you would rule and that you would do well at it.
In Genesis 2:9,
you can just read 2:9.
Anampaniriny Jehovah Andriamanitra teo amin'ny tany ny hazo rehetra izay maty iza sady tsara no fihinana ary ny hazo naina teo afovoan'ny sa sy ny hazo fahalalana ny tsara sy ny ratsy.
It tells us there were two special trees in the garden.
Miteny le teny hoe misy karazana hazo anankiroa teo amin'ny zaridaina.
There is a tree of life.
Misy an'le hazo ny fiainana.
And a tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Now let's look at Genesis 2:15-17.
Inanana ihany fa ny azo fahalalana ny tsara sy ny ratsy dia aza inanana fa amin'ny andro izay inananao azy dia ho faty tokoa ianao.
So God took the man and he placed him.
Ka nalain'Andriamanitra le lehilahy ny olona dia napetrany.
Don't get this idea in your mind that God has no place for you.
Aza mieritreritra ianao zany ao an-tsainao hoe tsy manana toeranao anao Andriamanitra.
You may not have a job.
Mety tsy manana asa ianao.
But God took the man and placed him and gave him work to do.
Fa Andriamanitra nakan'le olona dia nalainy dia napetrany teo amin'ny toerana anankiray dia misy asa ho anazy teo.
By virtue of being a human being created in the image of God, you have a job.
Amma hoe olombelona ankiren'Andriamanitra araka ny endriny sy tahaka anazy dia manana asa ianao.
Your job is to work for God.
Ny asanao dia miasa ho an'Andriamanitra.
In Adam's case, he had to look after a garden.
But
it's part of this grand theme of taking responsibility for the world. Ruling and reigning and representing God. And so even when we look at ourselves, you need to know God made you for a purpose. No matter who you are in this room, your purpose is to represent God in this world. But you're just not very good at it. Like I'm not very good at it. Because our sins cut us off from God. We lost sight of him. It's hard to reflect somebody you can't see and you don't know.
Sarotra be ny hoe ianao aneo olona na zavatra tsy hitanao sy tsy fantatra ao akory.
But we must get to know God better and better.
Fa mila mahafantatra an'Andriamanitra misimisy kokoa tsika.
So that we reflect him better and better.
Mahafantatsika eo amin'ny solotena sy maneho anazy misimisy kokoa sy tsaratsara kokoa.
So these passages I've shown you now show us that God gave a responsibility to mankind.
Karele andala tsoratra masina anjerentsika ireny dia maneho hoe nisy andraikitra napetrak'Andriamanitra ho an'ny olombelona.
He didn't just create us and then leave us like little children playing in the park somewhere.
Tsy hoe namboariny fotsinytsika dia navelany ohatran'ilay zazakely milalao any anaty parka ireny.
You know, like the little children you sometimes see just sitting there messing around, wasting their time.
Hitanao ohatran'ilay zazakely ilay hitanao mipetrapetraka milalao eny dia tsy fantatra dia mandany fotoanany eo fotsiny.
We're not left by God like that.
Tsika tsy navelan'Andriamanitra otr'izay fotsiny.
He created man to be accountable to him.
Fanamboarin'Andriamanitra sika satria hijoro anana zavatra avalo anazy.
He gave us a job.
Nomeny asa.
Sense of purpose.
Manana tanjona.
Something to do.
Zavatra atao.
What we see in this passage of scripture is actually the theologians say there are all the elements of a covenant.
Ny zavatra hitantsika eo amin'ny andinin-tsoratra masina io dia hoe ny teolojiana miteny hoe ireo daholo ilay zavatra ilaina rehetrarehetra ho anatin'ilay fanekena.
See, when covenants are formed,
hitanao rehefa misy fifanekena atao a,
there must be two parties.
Dia tokony misy apahana anankiroa, lafiny anankiroa.
There's God and there's Adam.
Misy an'Andriamanitra dia nisy an'Adama.
Representing mankind.
Adama solotena ny olombelona rehetra.
And God enters into a covenant because in the covenants there are blessings and curses.
Dia Andriamanitra niditra tao anatin'ny nanao ilay fanekena, ao anatin'ny fanekena dia misy an'ilay ozina sy ny fitahiana.
God blessed them.
Dia Andriamanitra nitahy anazy.
He gave them loads of nice things. He said you can eat of any of the trees.
Namesa avatra tsara betsaka ho an'izareo ny teny izay afaka hihinananareo daholo ny hazo rehetra.
And not just that, Adam and Eve were blessed with the presence of God.
Tsy hoe izay fotsiny fa zareo koa dia voatahy tao anatin'ny tamin'ny fanatrehan'Andriamanitra.
They had fellowship with and access to God.
Nisy fifandraisana tamin'Andriamanitra dia afaka mifandray tsara izy tamin'Andriamanitra.
Those are the blessings of this agreement.
Zay le fitahina azo avy amin'ny fanarahana.
Then the conditions.
De mipetraka amin'izay ara le conditions.
Represent God in the world.
Le le fepetra hoe misolotena an'Andriamanitra eto amin'izao tontolo izao.
Rule over the earth.
Manjaka amin'izao tontolo izao.
Subdue it, meaning develop it.
Manjaka
de
avitomboy atsangana.
Bring out the potential.
De avoay le tena maha izy azy.
Make maximum beauty.
Ataovy tena tsara, tena tsara.
Maximum fruitfulness.
De tena hoe mamokatra tsara.
You don't just leave ground, you actually do something with it.
Tsy avelanao fotsiny le tany fa manao zavatra ianao.
For the glory of God.
Hovonahitr'Andriamanitra.
That was Adam's job.
Zay ny asan'ny Adama.
So there's this covenant, but if you eat of the tree.
Ka zay le fifanarahana, faraminana amin'le azo ianao.
The tree of knowledge of good and evil.
Le azo mifahalalana tsara sy ny ratsy.
You will surely die.
Dia ho faty ianao.
There's the curse now for disobedience.
Ao le ho teo le ozina ny amin'ny tsy fankatoavana.
Fulfill the terms of the covenant and enjoy blessing.
Hoe tanterao le lafiny amin'le fanekena dia akafizo a raiso le fitahina.
And fail the covenant, break the rules and there will be cursing.
Dia aza taterana le fifanekena dia raiso le ozina.
The curse of death will come.
Le ozina fahafatesana no avy.
So that covenant, some people say, but there's not an obvious sign, and it's true, there's not an obvious sign of that covenant.
Ka amin'izay fifanekena izay tsy tena hoe nisy zavatra anankiray naneho anazy hoe hita maso be.
You know, with Noah after the flood,
hitanao zao tamin'ny Noa tao aorianan'le tondra-drano a,
God makes a very similar covenant.
Dia Andriamanitra nanao fifanekena ohatr'izay.
He blesses Noah, he says, be fruitful and multiply.
Nitahiny Noa dia niteneniny hoe mamokara, mameno ny tany.
He gives him the command to rule again.
Dia naveriny indray le didy hoe manjaka.
As a righteous man.
Amao olona marina.
Representing God in the world.
Maneho an'Andriamanitra eo amin'izao tontolo izao.
And God makes a rainbow.
Dia Andriamanitra nanao nanao avana.
In the story, God says, I'll never send a flood again.
Dia Andriamanitra niteny tao amin'ilay tantara hoe tsy andefa tondra-drano indray a.
And he says, the rainbow is my sign to you.
Dia le avana izay no fanambarako an'izay fanekena izay.
Covenants often had some kind of a symbol or a sign to kind of complete the whole thing.
Ny fanekena matetika dia misy an'izay zavatra izay fanehoan'Andriamanitra hoe tanteraka ilay fanekena.
Some people believe that the tree of life was that sign.
Dia ny olona mieritreritra hoe ilay hazon'ny fiainana, misy olona mieritreritra hoe ilay hazon'ny fiainana izay izao hoany marika anankiray amin'izay fanekena izay.
Covenants would often be celebrated like the Passover with an eating of a meal.
Ny fanekena izao dia ohatrany ankalazaina tamin'ny ohatrany tamin'ny andron'ny Paska fisakafoanana be.
And so there's the tree of life.
Teo ilay hazon'ny fiainana.
As a sign of God's blessing.
Izay fanehoana ny fitahiana avy amin'Andriamanitra.
That Adam and Eve have access to it.
Hoe izay ahafahany Adama sy Eva mihinana.
And as long as they eat of the tree of life, they will have eternal life.
Dia rehefa mihinana amin'ny hazon'ny fiainana izy dia hanana fiainana mandrakizay.
Life will go on and on and on.
Dia andeha foana ny fiainana itoy dia mitoy dia mitoy.
And so in a sense, we can see that everything of the elements of a covenant are present here.
Dia hitantsika izany hoe amin'ny lafiny anankiray hoe hitantsika eo daholo ny zavatra rehetra ilaina amina fifanekena.
And to confirm that there really was a covenant,
de anamariana hoe tena nisy fifanekena teo.
The prophet Hosea says this.
Isaia profeta dia niteny an'izao.
Hosea 6 and verse 7.
Isaia toko fa 7 a
Hosea, it's Hosea.
Hosea toko fa 9 andiny fa 7 a.
You don't have to turn there. You guys can look it up later.
Okay, avaka tserena efa feo.
God's speaking to Ephraim. God speaking to Ephraim.
Itse andriamanitra andresaka tamin'ny Ephraim.
And he says he makes an accusation against his people.
Dia teny izy nisy fitoriana nataony tamin'ny olona.
And he says, like Adam, they have broken the covenant.
Dia teny izy tahaka ny Adama tsony tanterahany ilay fanekena.
Like Adam, they've broken the covenant.
Tahaka ny Adama nisombainy tsony tanterahany ilay
fanekena. So Adam was in a covenant with God.
Kavi Adama zany tao anatin'izay fifanekena tamin'Andriamanitra izay.
And this is very bad news for mankind.
Vaovao ratsy ho an'ny olombelona izany.
There's a series on the gospel.
Le izy momba ny filazantsara.
This is the bad news.
Fa izay le vaovao ratsy.
Very bad news for mankind. Adam broke covenant with God.
Vaovao ratsy ho an'ny olombelona hoe Adama dia tsy nankatoha an'ilay fifanekena.
Now it gets more complicated for you and me than this.
Because
when Adam sinned, you were in Adam.
Satria tamin'ny Adama nanota dia tao anatin'ny Adama isika.
This is what the Bible teaches for mankind.
Izay nampianarin'ny Baiboly antsika olombelona.
That when Adam sinned against God,
hoe tamin'ny Adama nanota tamin'Andriamanitra,
you were present in Adam.
Dia ianao tao anatin'ny Adama.
And therefore you are also guilty.
Dia noho izany izany ianao koa meloka.
It's described in a kind of way that Adam's lineage, his offspring, the seed of Adam was in Adam. Which is true. You are Adam's great, 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 great grandchild. The Bible teaches explicitly that all mankind came under this curse because of Adam.
Ny Baiboly miteny an'izay mazava mihitsy hoe ny olombelona rehetra dia lasa tao ambany ny ozana iny noho I Adama.
You can read some of the curses after Adam and Eve sin.
Afaka jerenao, afaka vakina le ozana be dia be azon'ny Adama sy Eva tao aoriana ny fahotana.
Genesis chapter 3 verse 17 to 19.
Genesis toko fahatelo andiny fahafito ambin'ny folo ka hatramin'ny fahasivy ambin'ny folo. Roa koa izy tamin'ny Adama satria efa niaino ny feon'ny vadinao ianao ka nihinana ny azo izay nandrarako anao hoe aza hihinananao izany dia voahozina ny tany noho izay nataonao fahoriana no hihinananao ny vokany amin'ny andro rehetra ihany anao ary aniry tsilo sy hero anao izy ary hoaninao ny anana famboly ny fahatsembohan'ny tavanao no ahazonao hanina mandra-piverinao any amin'ny tany fa ny tany no nanalananao fa vovoka ianao ary verina ho amin'ny vovoka indray ianao.
And in Genesis 3 verse 22 to 24.
Dia Genesis toko fahatelo andiny faharoa amby roapolo ka hatramin'ny faefatra amby roapolo. Ary hoy Jehovah'Andriamanitra, indro ny olona efa tonga tahaka ny anankiray amintsika ka halalany tsara sy ny ratsy. Ary ankehitriny andrahoany ny hinjitra ny tanana izy ka akany koa ny azonaina. Ary hohaniny ka ho velona mandrakizay izy. ka dia nisorony Jehovah Andriamanitra tamin'ny sahidena izy hiasa ny tany izay nanalany azy. Eny, noroany ny olona ary nampitoeriny tany antsinanany sahidena ny kerobima sy ny lelafin'ny sabatra mitebiteby hiambina ny lalana mankany amin'ny azonaina.
God looked at Adam's condition.
Jerena Andriamanitra ny toerana Adama.
Is now cursed. Life will be hard. And God says he mustn't be able to access the tree of life. That may seem like yet another punishment. You may think God was still angry and this was more punishment, but I don't think so. I think God looked at Adam's situation and said, if he in his brokenness, in his sinfulness, if he can carry on eating the tree of life, then he will be like that forever.
You've
suffered in your life a bit. People say life is hard. The ground is hard. People cheat you. Sometimes you get betrayed and your heart's broken. You get sick. Life can be hard. Now, if you could reach out your hand and eat the tree of life, you would simply continue like that forever and ever. You would have to suffer for eternity.
And
God looked at Adam's state and said, that won't be good. So he barred him access to the tree of life. And Adam was allowed to go out or forced to go out. And now he would be cursed with death. And in one sense, death would also bring an end to the hard life that he would live. So man has been cut off from the presence of God. He's been put into conflict with nature. The ground doesn't bear fruit easily. Life has been destroyed by sin. And now we start to see how strongly Scripture puts the blame on Adam. Let's look at our position. Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5, verse 12-14.
Koa izany dia tahaka ny idiran'ny ota avy tamin'ny olona iray ho amin'izao tontolo izao. Ary ny ota no idiran'ny fahafatesana ka nahatratra ny olona rehetra sy ny fahafatesana, satria samy efa nanota izy rehetra. Fa hatrany alohan'ny lalàna azy dia nisy ota tamin'izao tontolo izao. Nefa tsy isaina ny ota raha tsy misy lalàna. Fa ny fahafatesana manjaka hatramin'ny Adama ka hatramin'ny Mosesy, na dia tamin'izay nanota tahaka ny nanotany Adama aza izay
sin entered the world through one man. Death came through sin. Death came to all men. It's interesting, Paul also tells us that this happened before the law was given. Sin was already in the world. And then he says, but sin isn't taken into account where there's no law. Meaning, if you didn't break a law, you didn't commit a crime, you shouldn't be punished for sin.
Dika zany hoe ratsy nandika lalana enao an dia tsy hita hoe nandika dia tsy voasaza enao.
And this is before the law came through Moses.
Dia nefa talohan'ny nisiny lalana avy Mosesy.
So now it gets to the theologically interesting bit.
Dia eto tsika le mijery an'le lafiny ara-teolojika kely.
In verse 14.
He says,
nevertheless, death reigned from the time of Adam to the time of Moses, even over those who did not sin by breaking a command, as did Adam, who was a pattern of the one to come.
Ozy izy fa nifafatesana ozy izy nanjaka hatramin'ny Adama ka hatramin'ny Moses na dia tamin'izay tsy nanota tahaka nanotany Adama aza izay tandidin'ilay ho avy.
He says, even though the law hadn't been given,
ozy izy hoe na dia mbola tsy nomena raha ny lalàna.
Death reigned.
Dia nanjaka ny fahafatesana.
People died.
Maty ny olona.
So what sin were they dying for?
Sa fahotana inona zany na tonga anazy maty?
What were they being punished for if they weren't breaking the law?
Inona no mahavoasaza anazy raha tsy nandika lalàna izy?
He indicates that they're being punished for Adam's sin.
Ma ambara eo hoe voasaza izy no fahotany Adama.
And he says it at the end.
Dia ambarany eo amin'ny farany.
He says they didn't sin by breaking a command, but Adam did.
And
Adam was a pattern of the one to come. The last bit of verse 14. This gets very interesting. Who is he speaking about? Who was the one to come? Jesus. Adam was actually in the pattern of Jesus.
Adama de tao anatin'izay planina izay hoe mikasika an'i Jesus.
Not just a coincidental similarity.
Tsy zavatra coïncidence na fa sendra fotsiny.
No, he's actually saying Adam is a legal, a federal head of mankind.
Fa miteny hoe Adama de tena hoe lohan'ny olombelona napetraka tena eo mihitsy.
Who is Christ to us as Christians?
Hoe izay hoe Kristy amintsika.
He's our head.
Izy ny lohany.
He's our source.
Izy ny fiandohana.
If you consider Christ's salvation,
raha jerentsika ny famonjenana ataon'i Kristy,
is for many.
Dia ho an'ny rehetra.
You didn't earn it.
Tsy nividianao ilay izy.
Christ got it for you.
Fa Kristy naka ny famonjena ho antsika.
It was imputed to you.
Napetraka tao anatinao.
It's simply given to you.
Nomena fotsiny.
Adam was in the pattern of Christ.
Dia Adama efa tao anatin'izay planina tao anatin'izay an'i Kristy izay.
What did you get from Adam?
Inona ny raisinao avy amin'ny Adama?
Hint, it's not righteousness.
Tsy le fahamarinana aloha.
It's guilt.
Fa fahamelohana.
In the same way that we get righteousness from Jesus, we actually got Adam's sin imputed to us.
Tahaka an'ilay andraisantsika ny fahamarinana avy amin'i Jesosy no nandraisantsika an'ilay fahamelohana avy amin'ny Adama.
Now this is quite an important concept for a very big reason.
Elisa zavatra ohatra ndret malina Elisa amin'ny lafiny anankiray ngeza.
If we all sinned in Adam,
raha ohatsika ka nanota daholo tao amin'ny Adama,
that explains why the Bible says we were sinful at birth.
Zay mahatonga ny Baiboly miteny hoe voaterakantsika dia efa nanana an'izay fahotana izay.
The baby was born into a broken world, but born himself broken too.
Le zazakely nateraka tao anatina tontolo feno tontolo simba fa izy koa nefa simba.
Born with a nature that would grow up to sin.
Teraka izy amina natiora hoe itomby izy ao anatin'ny fahotana.
And in a sense, in Adam, already guilty of sin.
Am lafiny iray izany hoe avy ao amin'ny Adama izy efa meloko ny amin'ny fahotana.
So the whole world stands condemned for Adam's sin.
Ka izao tontolo izao iray manontolo dia vo meloko ny amin'ny fahotana noho ny amin'ny Adama.
This means there's no one good enough.
Midika izay hoe tsy misy na ray ara tsara.
Our condition.
Ni mahatsika sika.
Romans 5 verse 10 says.
Romanina 5:10 miteny hoe
we're enemies with God.
Hoe tsika dia fahavalon'Andriamanitra.
Enemies, that's how we begin because Adam broke it all.
Fahavalo izay no toerana misy antsika satria na nitsombain'ny Adama ilay izy.
And Ephesians 2 verse 1.
Efesianina 2:1
says you were dead in your transgressions.
Teny hoe matiny amin'ny fahotantsika isika.
So you are born spiritually dead.
Dika izay hoe voaterak'isika dia efa maty ara-panahy.
You are born an enemy of God. Death reigns.
Manjaka ny fahotana.
This is the state of humanity after Adam's sins.
Izay le toerana misy ny olombelona tamin'ny taorina ny fahotany Adam.
We're under the reign of death.
Ao ambany fanjakan'ny fahafatesana.
Enemies of God.
Fahavalon'Andriamanitra.
Dead in our sins.
Maty any amin'ny fahotantsika.
Ephesians 2 verse 12.
Efesiana toko faharoa andiny faharoa ambin'ny folo
says you were separated from Christ.
Hoe miteny hoe voasaraka ny tamin'ny Kristy.
Excluded from citizenship.
Misarana mahazanak'Andriamanitra.
Foreigners to the covenant, you are outside of the promises of the covenant.
Lasotrine vahintsika manolonan'le fifanekena.
Without hope and without God in the world.
Tsy misy fanantenana dia tsy misy an'Andriamanitra eo amin'izao tontolo izao.
And in Romans 3 verse 10,
De Romana toko fahatelo andiny fahafolo.
The Bible says there is no one righteous.
Miteny Baiboly tsy misy na dia iray ara marina.
Not even one.
Na iray ara.
No one seeks God. People just doing their own thing. Living for themselves. I want you to understand that the need for the gospel is born out of an understanding that the world is in a desperate position.
Tiko takatrao hoe le filantsika amin'ny filazantsara dia amin'ny alalan'ny fahatakarantsika hoe amina toerana tsisy fanantenana n'izao tontolo izao.
In God's eyes, the world is against him.
Eo mason'Andriamanitra manohitra anazy izao tontolo izao.
It's guilty of Adam's sin.
Meloka ny amin'ny fahotany Adama.
Humanity broke covenant with God.
Ny olombelona dia nanimba tsy nankatòha fanekena tamin'Andriamanitra.
Before you were even born, you were doomed.
Talohan'ny naterahanao dia efa voatokana any amin'izay ianao.
Doesn't matter how good you are.
Tsimtsisdika tsy miankina amin'ny fahatsaranao.
You know there's some people in the world.
Hitanao misy olona zao hoe ety amin'ny tany a.
And they're really nice.
Dia tena mahafinaritra zareo.
You even like them.
Tianao mihitsy ary izy.
In your estimation they're good.
Amin'ny fomba fijerinao tsara izy.
They pay their taxes.
Mandony etrana izy.
They make food for people who are hungry.
Manao sakafo izy ho an'ny olona izay nona.
They're kind to people in need.
Tsara fanahy izy ho an'ny olona izay mila zavatra.
Nice people.
Olona tsara, tsara fanahy.
Good members of your family.
Olona tsara izy ao miaraka miray fianakaviana aminao.
Good friends at work.
Namana tsara any ampiasana.
But because of Adam.
Fa noho I Adama.
They're guilty.
Meloka izy
of breaking covenant with God.
Meloka ny tsy fankatoavana amin'ny fanekena tamin'Andriamanitra.
And they dead in their transgressions.
Dia maty ny amin'ny fahotana.
And they without God and without hope in this world.
Dia tsy misy fanantenana sy tsy misy an'Andriamanitra izay eto amin'izao tontolo izao.
When you understand this, you begin to understand the need for Jesus.
Rehefa takatrao izay dia manomboka fantatrao ilay filana hoe ilaintsika Jesus.
Because it's not a matter of good works and righteous acts.
Satrile sy resaka hoe asa tsara na hoe zavatra mety no ataonao.
Your salvation can't depend on your goodness because it was broken before you were born.
Ny famonjenao dia tsy miankina aminao satria efa simba le izy a talohan'ny natongavanao teto amin'izao tontolo izao.
And that's why Isaiah 64.
Izay mahatonga ny Isaia toko faha efatra amby enimpolo.
God says your righteous deeds are like filthy rags to me.
Miteny izy hoe le asa tsara ataonao izy dia ohatrany zavatra tsy misy dikany akory angeha aminahy.
Now God's not saying it's no good to do good.
Andriamanitra tsy hoe miteny hoe ratsy ny manao zavatra tsara.
Good deeds are still good deeds.
Ny zavatra tsara atao dia zavatra tsara foana.
All God's saying is that cannot save you.
Fa ny zavatra tenin'Andriamanitra hoe tsy mamonjy anao izany.
Your good deeds cannot atone for the sin of Adam.
Ny asa tsara ataonao tsy afaka hividy mihitsy ny fahotana nataony Adama.
Righteous deeds won't bring you spiritual life.
Ny zavatra tsara ataonao ny asa tsara na hoe ny asa soa dia tsy hoe hamerina ny ampananao.
They won't reconcile you to God.
Tsy hamerina ny fifandraisanao amin'Andriamanitra.
And that's why it doesn't matter how good people are.
Izay mahatonga izy hoe tsy miankina amin'ny hoe ahoana ny hatsaranao.
Their good deeds can't save them.
Satria tsy ny asa soa ny mamonjy.
Jesus said something very interesting to his followers.
Jesus tena teny zavatra mahaliana tamin'ilay mpanaradia azy.
He said, unless your righteous deeds exceed the righteousness of the Pharisees.
Miteny izy hoe raha tsy hoe ny asa soa anareo izy dia mihoatra lavitra noho ilay fahamarinan'ny fariseo.
In other words, unless you are more righteous than the Pharisees.
Miteny izany hoe la raha ohatra raha tsy hoe tena marina mihoatra lavitra no fariseo nareo.
You cannot even have a part in the kingdom of heaven.
Tsy afaka nananjara na kely ary nareo izy izy ao amin'ny fanjakanan'Andriamanitra.
Now the Pharisees were experts at doing what the law required.
Izao le izy hoe le fariseo tena nanana an'le fahaizana misy tao amin'ny fahalalana ny lalàna.
They took all the commands and ticked them off. I did this, I did this, I did this.
Nalaina daholo ilay lalàna dia jereny teo hoe ty nataoko, ty nataoko, ty nataoko, ty nataoko.
And Jesus said it's not good enough.
Dia Jesus nefa niteny hoe tsy ampy izay.
He said the righteousness of the Pharisees was too small to get you into heaven.
Niteny ary izy hoe ilay fahamarinan'ny fariseo dia kely loatra raha izay nandehananao any an-danitra, tsy mahatonga anao any an-danitra izany.
I don't know if you ever heard of Mother Teresa in Calcutta.
Tsy haiko na efa naheno ny Mère Teresa nareo.
A nun who did amazing good works with the poor.
Masera izay izy nanao asa tena tsara ho an'ny mahantra.
But those good works could not atone for the sin of Adam.
Fa reny asa tsara nataony reny efa tsy hoe navidy nanalosara ny fahotana ny Adam.
Mankind is condemned because sin entered the world through Adam and death has reigned since Adam.
Efa voahozina ny olombelona noho izay fahotana izay satria talohana tongavantsika teo amin'ny tany dia efa nisy ny efa voahozina.
So even if you try to be the best person you could ever be,
kana miezaka ary ianao hoe ho lasa le olona tena tsara indrindra izay eritreretinao.
Even if you grew up as a good little boy or a good little girl and did everything your parents told you,
na mitombo ary ianao hoe lasa vavy kely sy lahy kely tena endry be araka ny eritreretin'ny ray aman-dreninao anao.
And then you went to church.
Dia avy eo ianao mankany am-piangonana.
And then you sang songs on Sunday.
Dia mihira ianao rehefa lahady.
And you never did anything wrong in your own eyes.
Dia tsy tena nanao zavatra ratsy ianao toy ny masonao.
I'm sorry.
Mialatsiny.
You're still condemned because of Adam's sin.
Mbola voahozina ianao nony le otany Adama.
That's why you would die.
Izay mahatonga antsika hoe ho faty.
We will all die.
Ho faty daholo tsika.
Death has reigned since Adam.
Manjaka ny fahafatesana taorinana Adama.
Mankind broke covenant with God.
Nanimba fifandraisana tamin'Andriamanitra ny olombelona.
And so we can say man is dead in sin, deaf, blind.
Ka afaka mitenza antsika ny olombelona dia maty tsy marenina dia jamba.
An enemy of God.
Fahavalon'Andriamanitra.
No one is righteous.
Tsy misy na dia ray ara marina.
However,
na dia izany aza nefa.
That just sets the stage for the gospel.
Dia izay zavatra izay ohatra ny karakara toerana ho an'ny filazantsara.
That just puts you in a position to understand why you need Jesus.
Napetra ny fotsintsika tamina toerana anankiray ahafahantsika matakatra hoe inona ny ilaivantsika an'i Jesosy.
It shows you that the state of humanity is hopeless without Jesus.
Maneho antsika izany hoe tsy misy fanantenana ny toerana misy an'ny olombelona raha tsy misy an'i Jesosy.
Nothing you do.
Tsy misy na ny zavatra ataonao
can make you right with God again.
Se afaka merina fifandraisanao amin'Andriamanitra.
The flip side, the glorious other side of this is that when you realize that.
Fa le ombadikilizy le lafina nakara be voninahitra ombadikilizy rehefa azo tsika izay.
When you accept that you were born of Adam.
Rehefa manaiky ianao hoe teraka avy amin'ny Adama.
When you are born again.
Dia rehefa teraka indray ianao.
Of Christ.
Now I'm Christy.
You realize that the same truth still hold.
Di tunga saine na we mbola zay le fahamarinana mbola voatazona.
Nothing you do can take away from the glory of his righteousness imputed to you.
Which misy nina zay ataonao no afaka anala le voninahitra sy le famonjena nomena anao.
I can't escape Jesus' righteousness.
Tsy afaka mitsoka ny fahamarinan'i Jesosy.
I try to please God.
Ny ezaka ny nahafalifaly an'Andriamanitra.
And occasionally I fail.
Dia misy fotoana nefa tsy mahatanteraka.
But that level of my righteousness was never going to save me anyway.
Fa izay toerana misy anahy amin'ny fahamarinako izay dia tsy hamonjy anahy mihitsy nefa.
My only hope is Christ.
Ny fanantenako tokana dia Kristy.
And his righteousness imputed to me, given to me.
Ary ny fahamarinana dia napetraka tao anatiko nomena.
Just like I got Adam's sin without asking for it. I got Adam's sin without asking for it. I was born into it.
Takan'le hoe tsy nangataka akory fa nahazo ny fahotana avy amin'ny Adama noho izay.
I get Jesus' righteousness without asking for it.
Izay hoe nahazo ny fahamarinana avy amin'i Jesosy tsy hoe nangataka be.
I'm born again into it.
Teraka indray ao anatin'izay.
And so now, though I fail,
dia izao na lavo ary misy fotoana.
I'm secure.
Dia mahazo antoka.
because of Jesus.
Noho amin'i Jesosy.
And so from here forwards we're going to look at what Jesus did to achieve that next week.
Ka zao tsika manomboka zao dia jery ndra hoe inona ny zavatra nitanterahan'i Jesosy amin'ny herinandro izany.
Let's pray.
Noho ivavaka isika.
Heavenly Father, thank you for your word.
Ranazana andantra misotra ny amin'ny teninao.
And today we saw the bad news.
Androany tanay le vaovao ratsy.
That man is in a bad place.
Hoe ny olombelona dia mitoerana ratsy.
Condemned because of the sin of Adam.
Voavozana noho ny fahotany Adama.
And we grow up and we do sin ourselves.
Dia mitombo izahay amelehibe izahay dia manota.
We're guilty of our own sin.
Meloka ny fahotanay.
But help us to understand that there's an even bigger history involved.
Fa ampizay atakatra hoe misy tantara tsara lavitra noho izay ny ao anatin'izay.
That we're condemned because of Adam.
Hoe izay vomeloka noho ny amin'ny Adama.
But Lord, when we see the gospel, we begin to understand the need for someone else's righteousness. And when we receive Christ's righteousness, we are saved because of His righteousness. What a glorious gospel. Amen.
Amen.